The ongoing belief has been that jobs are growing and benefits are an endangered species. Yeah, predictions are a wonderful thing if they come true. That's not the case in this instance. A new report shows that pretty much the opposite happened, especially at the small business level. Here to share an analysis of the findings featured in the 2015 Aflac Workforces Report for a Small Business is the Senior VP and Chief Human Resources Officer for Aflac, Matthew Owenby. Good morning, Matthew.
Thank you for having me.
And you can see this report in its full detail at AflacWorkforcesReport.com. Of course, we have a link over at our website. And by design, Matthew, what is this report designed to do?
This report actually is something we've been doing for the past 5 years. It's designed to help small businesses determine and understand the workforce's trend across the nation. So it gives them insight into how employees are feeling specifically about their benefits. We survey about 2,000 employers and about 5,000 employees in the survey. This is our fifth year of doing it, and it's basically used as a tool to support the small businesses that are essentially a cornerstone of our business model. And it's a way for us to give back to them with information that they can use to design their benefits programs, as well as understanding some of the trends from an employee perspective in the marketplace.
A couple of things stood out for me. First of all, on the demographic side of things, it appears that one of the constants is the lower someone's income is, the less likely they are to enroll in whatever the program is, in this case in healthcare. I've also seen studies with 401ks and stock options, things like that. What kind of problems does that present a company? Because obviously you want to make available the best you can to retain the best people that you have, but if they don't want to jump into the pool, how do you politely push them in, I guess we would say?
Yeah, it's a major problem. We think it's an educational issue. It's ensuring that your employees, particularly in the lower income areas, have knowledge and awareness of what's offered to them and understand the risks of going without. The survey clearly suggests that 61% of employees have less than $1,000 for unexpected health care costs. About 37% of employees would need to borrow money from a 401k or use a credit card to cover medical expenses. So we know that they're in a fragile financial position, and it's about education. It's about understanding and making sure that the employees understand the risk-reward trade-off, and benefits can save you not only financial hardship, but the emotional hardship that comes along with financial hardship. And the folks at the lower-income areas are the most at risk, and they're probably in the most need of these types of benefits.
And when you look at the offering of these benefits, major medical, dental, life insurance, vision, disability, and interesting concept, I think it looks like the growth industry out of these options, the voluntary insurance between 2014 and 2015, all of those have increased as far as elements being offered to employees. Is that, do you think that's a means by which companies look at these and say, well, A, more often than not, we're not paying the full load because in most cases employees pick up a piece of that financial pie, and B, by offering something like this, it makes our company a greater attraction for a prospective employee?
We think it's exactly that. I mean, and clearly the research suggests that while small businesses are absolutely focused on controlling costs, they're not doing it through benefits options. And they understand that the economy is generally improving, and that means both good and bad. The bad is that they're going to have to do things to retain employees as well as attract employees because there's more opportunity for choice for the employees that are in the market. So it's both of those things at the same time, which gives you an opportunity to revisit your benefits offering as an employer. 87% of the employees that we surveyed suggested that voluntary insurance products or should be a part of a comprehensive benefits program that's offered by employers. That's increased, like you said, year over year. We've seen about a 4% increase in supplemental program offerings, and we think that that's going to continue to grow as the war for talent heats up.
Matthew Owenby, who is the Senior Vice President, Chief Human Resources Officer for Aflac. We're talking about the 2015 Aflac Workforces Report for Small Business, which you can see in its entirety. Easy to absorb, too. Don't be intimidated. It's AflacWorkforcesReport.com. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Like all reports, Matthew, there's good news, bad news, because if you look at how employers are looking for ways to save on whatever the health care costs are, fortunately, good news is among the top, increasing, well, for the employer at least, increasing the share of the employees' premiums, co-payments, but maybe the one troubling part of this breakdown is reducing employee hours. 12% of employers look to that as far as saving health care costs. And, you know, if you're looking to retain employees, that sounds like it's almost you're pushing for a push in some ways.
Yeah, unfortunately, if you look at the information from 2014, we saw that employers actually cut back more than we expected on the hours and hiring during 2014. But during this report, we're seeing actually optimism from small businesses, and hiring ambitions include more than a third of small businesses anticipate hiring full-time employees over the next 12 months. About 28% will also add part-time employees to their employment ranks over the next 12 months. So while there is some negatives out there, there's certainly room for optimism as well.
And there are other employers who are offering employees stipends in lieu of health insurance. In other words, I guess that means you can we'll front you for you to do your own shopping.
Yeah, we're starting to see that. It's not necessarily a trend that we've recognized in this survey, but we're certainly hearing the use of that occasionally. It's, again, it's not a trend, but we're hearing that's certainly being used as an option. And, you know, that's certainly a way for a company to reduce costs. But we think that the best way to attract and retain employees is for the employer to offer comprehensive employment benefits. And quite honestly, that's consistent with the trend over the past 5 years of the survey, is that employees have remained consistent in their view of believing that having comprehensive benefits in the workplace really matters with them and really will keep them in their employment situation rather than looking someplace else.
Well, for the employer, I mean, you mentioned, and certainly we all know the level of complication, and the report demographics show the reluctance of a certain income group versus another to engage in learning about and taking part in these programs. So does it benefit an employer to offer as many options as possible to bring people in? And even once you get the reluctant ones in, they see, okay, this is a good thing. Let me go in from the shallow side into the deeper side of the pool now.
Yeah, we think that's exactly the case. The more options, the better. The more options you have, the more likely it is people will choose those and then benefit from those options, and then that will likely expand their use of these programs. Because really, it's all about reducing the financial risk that an employee has. And these programs, the more options you have, the more risk you can reduce for your employees, the better you are off as an employer.
And looking at some of the study results, too, it looks like in some cases employers need some work, to have to do some work, because 52% of the employees are either extremely or very satisfied with the benefit packages, while, yes, this is a good news for the employers, 63% of the employees are extremely or very satisfied with their jobs. So if you can bump up the benefit package to a greater level of acceptance, you'll in turn bump up that likelihood of keeping the good people that you got.
Exactly. And we know that employees want options. They want the ability to pick and choose from various insurance options that are out there. And we believe that that will help close that gap in participation, which you've completely highlighted from the survey accurately, is that there's still, you know, while the trend is good, there's still a lot of opportunity out there.
So once again, the statistics show where the work needs to be done and where the work has been successful that can be built on and mirrored. So take a little time and study the report, the 2015 Aflac Workforces Report for Small Business, which you can see at aflacworkforcesreport.com. And learn more about the product offered by Aflac, aflac.com. And, yep, the duck is still there, too. We won't forget about him. And we've been joined this morning by the Senior Vice President, Chief Human Resources Officer for Aflac, Matthew Womby. Matthew, thank you for helping us gain understanding of some of the things that are going right and some of the challenges that need to be addressed and, quite frankly, can be easily addressed, as the report shows. And thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.